I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast that proudly sponsors terrorist training camps around Colombia and Bolivia. The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, but he's the main sponsor of terrorism overseas. It's comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Mm-hmm. And our friend with the big hair. I thought I had big hair today, but your hair is fucking...
Yeah, because I woke up and I just threw on a bunch of stuff and I ran out.
That was more of a... That didn't need that much explaining.
Yeah.
You could have just said, yeah, I didn't fix my hair today.
Yeah.
That's true.
And yeah, because... And you put on a bunch of stuff. Generally, you're wearing like a suit and now you have a shirt, like just a t-shirt. So you put on no stuff.
It's new of you to just in the winter wear a t-shirt.
Yeah, I didn't think that through.
It's fine. Are you cold?
I was cold.
All right.
Then. Outside. Yeah. Here, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think about getting a jacket or no?
Yeah, you ever thought of that?
No, I have a jacket.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you wearing your leather jacket?
No.
It's too thin. Are you wearing the one with the fur?
No.
With the raccoon skin?
No.
What happened to that one?
Which one?
The one that you paid extra money for and they made a special one for you?
Oh, yeah. It's at home.
You don't wear it?
No, it's more of an autumn coat and then like a spring coat.
I think it's described waste of money.
And beginning winter coat and end of winter coat. It's not really like middle January, February coat.
So it's a shitty winter coat.
Yeah.
It's just something nice.
So it's an expensive windbreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
You're a fucking dweeb.
They're about the same. Well, actually, yeah, it's an expensive.
It's as useless as a $75 Gwyneth Paltrow vagina scented candle. That's how useless. Did we talk about that last week?
No, we didn't talk about that. Is it $75?
$75 a candle.
And it's sold out super quick.
Yeah. Probably because they only had like maybe 100 in stock.
Yeah. And everyone's stupid and curious.
Yeah.
They're like, it smells like an old dry pussy.
What a weird fucking... Yeah. But you know what? I don't think... Is she really... Because I keep making fun of her, but she might be a genius because she's tapped into the fact that people are idiots.
Yeah.
And they'll buy anything.
Yeah.
And she's just selling something that people are willing to buy. People are buying used underwear from like streamers online, like Japanese streamers. So this shouldn't come as a surprise. But this isn't even her vagina. This, she says, smells like her vagina. Yeah. Smells like a forest fire. That's what it smells like.
Smells like, yeah.
People are buying from streamers. They're buying underwear with bloodstains on them from their period.
Oh, that's that took a weird turn. That's disgusting.
And you know that it's not going to be. It's probably just some chick with a nosebleed that's like
that
in a factory.
This.
Yeah,
it's her boyfriend selling them. Yeah. He punches her. He's like, produce the materials.
Because those, like,
I'm making money, bitch. Yeah.
Pimping these holes.
Yeah,
and even like the used panties. I'm sure it's just like one really dirty woman that just rubs it on her vagina.
That is fucked. Yeah. But that's a real business nowadays. Yeah. You can make money doing anything.
That's nuts.
There's I have a friend comic. She's like fairly young. And she was telling me, she was like, if comedy, if I wasn't able to make money in comedy, that's probably how I'd make a living now. It's just sell underwear on the internet.
But don't they have to know you?
Because she'd, I guess, put a picture of herself. She's not hot, but... Yeah, hot enough to sell underwear, I guess.
I think to a basement dweller, she's probably like a 9. Because, you know, the perception of a basement dweller.
Or you find a really hot looking chick and go, look, I have a business plan. We'll take your face and your tits and I'll rub my pussy on these shitty underwear. And I'll give you half.
Show business is so glamorous. Speaking of show business, I sent you that email that I had to send yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So the email,
because she's like, yeah, I got you a role. Like I sent in your stuff. I was like, oh, nice. You know, the agent's fucking working hard already, you know? And then I get the details of the role, and it's like you're playing basically a guy who's running like a juvenile porn thing.
Okay.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then I sent back, I go, yeah, no, don't. I don't care how much it pays. I'm not, I don't want to play. I told her I don't want to play anything pedophile or pedophile adjacent. Like, I'm not Chris D'Elia. Yeah. Every one of my roles can't be a pedophile. So, because that's all, so far, every one of his roles is a fucking pedophile, this guy. I think he's, I don't know if he's typecast.
I've never seen him act in anything.
He was in Workaholics.
Okay.
And he played a pedophile.
He's a pedophile.
And he's in a new show that Poseidon Watchers called You on YouTube.
Okay.
And he played a fucking pedophile again. So I was like, I don't want to get typecast like him, you know? So I said, no, Shagoka, okay, it's a good thing I asked you. And I said, yeah, that, like, I could, you could make me the rape victim, but I don't want to be the rapist because I don't want to get typecast. I don't want to get typecast as that, you know?
And was this a, like, because if it's a lead role, it's worth
it's not,
it.
It's not a lead role.
Like Kevin Bacon.
No, it's like the cops catch the guy, so, and I would be the guy.
So you're pedophile number six, or
yeah? Well, actually, I'd be the head one because I'm running
number one.
Yeah, who's number one? Yeah. So I was like, well, I think the in their defense, I'd be like, no, it's not pedophile. They're like 15, 16. It's like, yeah, I don't want that. I'm a comic. I make fun of shit.
You're
like
not.
That.
Yeah. You're not a pedophile. You supply children
to
dirty men with money.
Goddamn.
You're a businessman. You're a facilitator.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get myself in this kind of situation. So I said no. But it was just funny that I got that. I go, son of a bitch.
Yeah.
That's the thing. She's like, I got a role for you.
Goddamn.
That means you need a new headshot.
Yeah.
If you're getting roles for pedophiles.
It's because my headshot, I'm fucking a kid in it. So yeah. I think I sent the wrong one. I sent a video clip. They're like, well, he does have experience. A lot of work experience. No, it's just my regular comedy headshot that she has. But I'll get some new ones, which I'm smiling. It doesn't, you know what I think it is? It's because all they see is what can they do with you.
Yeah.
So they saw beard, long hair.
Yeah.
You know, they grunge it up. And, you know, you can make me, give me like a denim jacket.
Yeah.
Make me look like a biker type thing. So I get where they're coming from. But first of all, with my voice, it would sound weird because everything would sound like a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could you imagine? It's like we caught him. I was like, they was asking for it. Like,
it was, like a pedophile pimp wouldn't be a biker type. Like, yeah. I imagine him being more of a little creepy weirdo.
Like a Pee Wee Herman-esque. Yeah. That's what I think in my head too.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. Pee Wee Herman would be the best pimp for kids.
But I think it might be a French TV show. So here in Quebec, they still have that idea of like the bikers and they're running shit, you know? So I think that might have been it. Anyway, when I got, that's why I was like, geez, it's an email I never thought I would have to send.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not interested in playing a pedophile or anything pedophile adjacent. Like, you never think you're going to send that as an adult. Who's going to offer you those roles? Yeah.
Was the agent like super proud of her?
But the good thing is that right away she emailed back. She goes, thank you for telling me.
Okay.
She goes, I always want to know for this or for sex scenes, all that. Like people, you know, some people are not comfortable with all that shit. And I told her I'm pretty comfortable with most stuff, you know. I wouldn't even be opposed to nudity, but I am opposed to me being, you know, a predator, you know.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I deal with a predator every day, you know.
Exactly.
So I don't want to get in that mindset. You know what I mean? Imagine I get into that mindset.
It would be easy for you, though.
Yeah. I'm eating frozen pizzas all the time.
Yeah, that'd be fucked up if you do this and you're really good at it. He's like, how do you do it? That he sees you in an interview saying you're a method actor. We go to your house and it's just, you're living his life.
I have pictures of his family.
You're calling his mom before every
scene. It's like
you
get yelled at.
Oh my God.
Fuck you. I'm not unfuckable.
Yeah. Those kids don't seem to think so.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that's what I had to do, which is such an interesting.
I hope that she like goes, she gets you like a corporate gig for a Mambla or the Man Boy Love thing. She's like, look, you said you don't want to play one, but you want to play for some.
Yeah, exactly. You want to stand up for some, but doesn't tell me.
Yeah.
Doesn't book. She only books like acting and stuff.
Okay.
I keep all my stuff separate.
Yeah.
So even for French, I'm looking for someone now just for French comedy. I keep them all separate because they're not, you don't have the same experience like her. She does a lot of acting and all that.
And you don't have the same context.
Yeah. She doesn't have the same. Yeah. So it would be also, I could ask, but it would put a strain on her for nothing. You know, like she's like, I got to relearn this. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So no, she does that. But it was just funny when I got that. I go, this is going to be a fun story to tell. Because I never, my wildest dreams would have thought that would be a serious conversation I would have to have with someone. But then again, she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She's like, yo, you want roles? You're testing out. You want to fuck around? This is one that came up. So that's what it was. It wasn't like, she wasn't trying to fuck with me.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people don't, like, don't give a fuck. Like whenever you see those ads with like guys in their 30s for like Depends or like you're like, fuck, you're 37. Why are you on TV saying that you can't hold your pee? Like there's something fucking weird about that.
I have certain things that I stand, like you can't, money won't make me change my mind on. Same thing, like I won't dress up as a woman for a role or anything like that. Like I won't, nah. First of all, any big actor that you see that did that, like even Martin Lawrence, remember all that, their careers went downhill.
Yeah.
You don't put on the dress.
And it's just, the only times you see that is either Robin Williams or black people.
Yeah.
You rarely see a white guy dressing up like a lady and it does well.
And both of them, Robin Williams and black people, lifespans in America, low.
Yeah.
Low. I don't want to take that chance. I don't want to take that chance. I'm not taking that risk.
Like, what was the movie Dustin Hoffman, Tootsie?
Tootsie, yeah.
That's, the day I told myself I'd act, I remember seeing that movie and in the old days, everyone was like, this is a really good movie. And I was looking at it going, this is fucking garbage.
Thank you.
He is so bad. It's just a dude with a wig. And hey, look at me. No one's going to notice. I was like,
everyone noticed.
Anyone can act. Yeah.
But that's the thing where they say no one can notice. You're not convincing. Yeah. Everyone can notice.
What movie is that? Tootsie?
Tootsie.
Tootsie.
What's it about?
It's about an actor that can't get roles as a man. So he creates a female character and then he gets fucked up the ass.
Yeah. He gets roles as a woman.
Yeah, he gets roles as a woman. I think he becomes famous as a woman, which doesn't make sense.
At all.
Because he's an ugly man and a horrendous woman.
Yeah, he's horrific as a woman.
He's the worst looking lady I've ever seen.
He's a nightmare woman.
Yeah.
Why are you... look, his face is like, he's like, can I not jerk off to this?
It's a face. Yeah, it was a face almost like going... No, these guys are, I think Dustin Hoffman as a chick is still hot. I could still do him.
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman as a man is still hot. So imagine as a lady. Yeah.
There's nothing, yeah. Especially now, if he, because he did that, he wasn't even that young then. But if he did that now, unattractive, how old is he? He's probably 75.
Yeah, he's older now. Yeah. He was also in, remember the Super Mario Brothers movie?
I didn't even remember there was a Super Mario movie.
I think it was Dustin Hoffman.
Really?
Was that the one in like...
You want to check Super Mario Bros. The movie? I think it was Dustin Hoffman that played Bowser.
I don't even remember a movie about
because it was hot Bros. Garbage.
Okay.
It had to do with dinosaurs and like reptilians. It was Dustin Hoffman, right? Yeah, and he played.
But I'm remembering the movie.
Yeah, John Leguizamo was in it.
Okay.
And, who's that British guy? That guy who plays in Who Framed Roger Rabbit was Super Mario.
Okay.
The chubby guy?
Yeah, yeah.
That's always yelling.
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah. Bob Hoskins, yeah. Isn't that, is Dustin Hoffman, or am I crazy?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Crazy? Because, Bob Hoskins was Super Mario?
Yeah, Bob Hoskins, John Leguizamo, I'm sure, was Luigi.
Okay.
There was a chick, I'm trying to remember. I think Dustin, was he not in it? Maybe it was someone else. Check the cast.
Hold on.
Who was Bowser in that? Because it's been years, I was a kid, but I remember watching the movie and I remember being disappointed even as a kid. I'm like, this isn't Super Mario.
Yeah.
It can't be that hard, Poseidon, just to click on cast. You were literally at the images.
Dennis Hopper was Bowser.
Oh, it was Dennis Hopper.
Samantha Mathis was Princess Daisy.
Did she do anything after?
I don't know.
What was it? Do you know her?
No.
Okay, that doesn't solve anything. So it was just, I think, Leguizamo and Hoskins that made it off that movie. Everyone else didn't do much.
Yeah, that was a garbage
obviously
movie.
They got Dennis Hopper, but
yeah.
I think that was their big star attraction. It's just the script was garbage. Like it's very weird when you watch it. It has to do with like a parallel reality and dinosaurs trying to take over, but it doesn't make any sense. They use the names and references of the Super Mario game, but they created their own shit show. I think the only Super Mario related thing is that they're both plumbers.
Yeah.
The brothers, that's it.
Yeah, that was a garbage movie.
You remember it? You've seen it? Yeah.
I've seen it.
It wasn't good, but I wanna like it, but it wasn't good.
I thought I was high when I was watching it.
The whole idea, though, behind the Mario Brothers doesn't make sense. Like, see, you can't make that into a movie. Like if this had never been a video game, like, if and someone told you, okay, it's these two Italian plumbers. They go into...
sewers.
Maybe, but and sometimes it's a pipe, and sometimes they're just walking next to castles. And then there's, like, there's a... turtles that throw eggs or
and boomerangs. Yeah, sure. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Do the turtles don't throw eggs, but there are birds that spit eggs.
Well, there's eggs that you find and some hatch and they become like dinosaurs that you can ride.
Yeah.
Then there's boomerang. There's those football players that try to hit you.
Yeah. Sometimes the turtles have wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of it. It's an LSD trip.
Yeah.
God damn. Yeah. Joe Rogan never thought about it.
Yeah. Joe Rogan went into a DMT trip, came out and said, look, it's these two fucking plumbers. it's interesting. Yeah, if you think about it, it's really fucked up, but it was so much fun. Such a good game. And then the movie ruined it. You'd think at least you'd make it just for kids.
Yeah.
And make it really fun.
Or make it for stoners. Like make it just
really colorful.
Crazy and colorful.
It's super dark.
Yeah.
It's like how DC made it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a lot of weird stuff came out of Japan.
That was a weird segue, but this is not Japan's fault. This was a Hollywood picture.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the whole concept of Super Mario Bros. Like.
But it was fun. Like, it works as a game, is what he's saying. He's saying, but if you want to make a movie, try explain that. Yeah. There's a fucking turtle flying. There's a boomerang. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that means if the game was like that, it's either someone on drugs or Japanese people have no idea how Italians live. Like, okay, these two Italians, what do they have in Italy? Turtles? They have turtles.
Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, turtles, dragons. They probably have dragons.
They're all plumbers.
Yeah, they're all plumbers.
The creator of Pokemon had Down syndrome, I think.
Not the creator. That's so impossible.
That doesn't make any sense.
No one would have ever heard of Pokemon if the person had Down syndrome.
Yeah, maybe the guy who first said Pokemon or something, but not like, because the idea of it behind like the leveling up and all that, it's impossible.
Oh, autism. He's autistic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everybody's autistic. If you're doing anything in creating, whether you want to admit or not, you're borderline. You have some kind of
Satoshi
autism.
Satoshi Tajiri.
Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah. So do you know the difference between autism and Down syndrome? Because it's very fucking different, bro. Because if the Pokemon were made by a guy with Down syndrome, it would just be droopy faces, bro. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't, and it wouldn't have all these mechanics and shit. Like, but autism is, you could be a high functioning, like we all have a form of autism, right? A form of OCD too. Mm. We all have that. Down syndrome.
I had a guy a couple of years ago, there was a comedy writer who was like really, really autistic. Like now, because everyone said, you know, even I go, I'm on the spectrum. Yeah. I'm not really on the spectrum. But this guy was an actual fucking like borderline Rain Man.
Oh, shit.
And Just for Laughs had hired him for one of the galas. And
he wrote down equations.
Yeah, but he wasn't hired. It was kind of like a just a free thing for since helping out a guy with autism that wants to be a comedy writer. But I was like, oh shit, I should hire him just to look at my act to see if he sees stuff that normal people wouldn't see. And then so I sent him and he had asked me, he wanted to write for me, and I said I don't have anyone that writes for me.
I don't work with retards.
But then I was like, there's something, maybe he'll bring something to the table that a normal person wouldn't. So I sent him my had written out my act. I sent it to him. And I just wrote, I go, look, I don't know how this works, but I'll give you, if you write me jokes, I'll give you, I don't know, whatever market value, like a couple hundred. And then he wrote back and he was like, I refuse to read this unless you guarantee me 600 a joke. And I was like, you're an autistic guy that fucking met me on the street. I'm sending you, fuck you. Like, and then I told my friend that had hired him at Just for Laughs. I was like, that guy was a fucking dick. And he's like, yeah, he's autistic. Of course he's not going to be good socially. Like, you can't be mad. It's weird that I was mad at someone with autism.
Did you reply with a lot of profanities in the email?
No,
listen here, dummy.
Listen here, retard.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I make the fucking rules around here. Yeah.
You motherfucker. Next time I say I'm going to touch your ears. I know how to get you.
Yeah. So what happened to the last retard that fucked with me? He's singing shitty parody songs on the internet right now.
Yeah, fucking.
Oh, good times. Yeah, we're good people. We're all right.
I'm gonna touch your ears.
That's funny, bro. That's a fucking good joke.
Because I'm also picturing it of just somebody going, yeah, You know, like
what?
I'm also picturing.
Yeah,
the whole,
but do that again. Yeah, from the beginning. I'm like just because I feel like I like close my eyes.
Someone's screaming, "Yeah, fuck you!" And then going, like,
yeah, you know, like an autistic person is not gonna be like, "Yeah, fuck you," this and that. They're just maybe socially awkward, but they're not stupid. Like,
I'm saying the person who's not autistic is going fuck yelling, you, "You piece of shit."
So you think Mike would be yelling at the autistic in real life, like, "Fuck you, piece of shit."
Let's say he fucked him over. Let's say he fucked him over. Like, fuck, and then going, you know, just the whole scene of it. Makes me laugh.
You gotta change the type of porn you watch. You gotta go to a new category, bro. Skull fucking retards? No more of that shit. It's
God
weird.
Damn, bro.
Are you still watching all that porn with the mother, the stepmother that's trying to escape?
No. Ever since you guys made fun of me, I can't watch that.
Now
anymore.
He watches real mother try to escape.
Oh my fucking God, bro.
What did you switch to?
A lot of anal lately.
Just lately?
Yeah.
How lately are we talking about? Lately, like the past months or lately the past week?
The past week.
Okay, so anything that triggered that, you think?
No, just, I don't know.
When you went to Quebec City, did you just sneak it in her ass? You see? I figured it out. I'm a fucking, I should be a psychiatrist. I should be a psychiatrist.
And
just,
the only thing, the only thing that's not true about that is he wasn't sneaking it. Did you fuck her in the ass or no?
No. Okay. But
you tried.
You made love in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He fucked me in the ass.
How was the hotel? Because I was in Quebec City the same time as you were.
It was I.
Okay.
They didn't seem convincing. And was there a problem that you didn't tell me?
No, it was fine. It was just like a regular like city hotel, like nothing wild. Nothing
are you
crazy.
Saying Mike has shown you the way of the luxurious lifestyle and now you can't go back?
I think so.
Now, a regular... he's like, it was one of these fucking shitty five-star hotels, bro. It wasn't...
it was the Ritz Carlton.
Is that what's happening? You're becoming a snob?
I think so, bro. Yeah. I'm becoming high class. High maintenance, I mean.
People sent me messages over the weekend, like friends of mine, Greeks, because Poseidon was posting Instagram stories. But he posts the stories in Quebec City, and he's playing blasting Greek music, okay?
Well, no.
But he's
in the stories?
In the stories, but he's blasting depressing music, right? So everybody's like, yo, did he get dumped? And I was like, did he go down there and get... Because basically, like, if I translate the songs, like, I don't need friends like you to break my heart. And I was like, what is he doing? And I told him, why the fuck are you posting these stories? People are concerned.
No.
He's like, no, it's because she likes Greek music.
No.
So he just put on the most depressing shit because she can't understand.
I have a playlist and I was
songs to listen to before I kill myself. Suicide solution one.
I have a playlist of just Greek music, okay? And this one came on, but the thing is I like the bridge. I was crossing a bridge at some point and I liked the view of it, and I tried to take a video and this came on and I didn't realize. So I just took a video and it seems
he says
like...
So you're driving, filming a bridge, listening to Greek music about suicide?
Yeah. And then he always says, whoa, safe driver, bro. I'm a safe driver. Could you imagine driving with him? And he's like, oh, fuck, a bridge. Turn up the music.
No, I like the view. I tried to get the view, but it was a little foggy.
It's the bridge when you go into Quebec City?
No. It's a they have this island.
Bridge. Over like a lake.
Yeah. They have this island. Right next to Quebec.
Where you
City.
Went to go dump the body?
No, you can't say
no, that. No, but it's, the island of Orleans.
That's the one. And I like the view, and because nature is beautiful, right? So
when that
nature,
fucking...
I mean, that bridge is nature. Yeah. It was.
No, but I mean, like the view. Like I tried to get the view, but it was a little foggy, misty or foggy.
I don't know either.
We weren't there.
Yeah, we weren't.
Was it sunny or rainy?
I don't
you remember
know,
what
rainy?
She told me?
Is it misty or foggy? Wait a second. Let's ask our local weatherman. Let's go to Quebec City weatherman.
No, but there's a difference, no? Mist and fog?
I mean, no, judging you, the difference would have been misty or faggy. That would have been the only thing. What was his name? So did you guys have fun at least?
Yes.
Did she have fun?
Yes.
Is she going to see you again?
Yes.
You hesitated, but why don't you bring her to Montreal to show her your neck of the woods?
Well, that's what I was thinking next.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You take her out to places that you go to here,
mm.
but only in French you speak. So you'd be like, bienvenue or Burger King?
I don't go to Burger King.
Like, what's your hamburger?
Yeah. He doesn't say KFC. He's like, PFK.
Bro, ma'am, high end, bro. Five guys, bro.
Five guys, yeah. Her too.
Yeah.
Fucking guy, bro.
So, Mikey, how the fuck were your shows? Did you have any other trouble? No nipple biters?
No nipple biters. Last weekend, I was doing shows, yeah, and I had three shows. They were all fun.
Nice.
Yeah, they were all fun. My manager's mom came to see me in Victoriaville.
Michelle?
And, yeah, Michelle's mom. She's she's late 80s. And she's so sweet. My brother was there because I have an uncle that died, so my brother came down for the funeral.
Oh, that's what you're doing in Quebec.
Yeah. That's why, because I had a show like near Montreal. After the show, I had to go down to Quebec. Then we went to the funeral. Then.
Oh, shit. So yeah. It was a crazy little week for you.
Yeah. It's weird, though, because it was since my family is getting older, the only time I see them is when someone dies.
Yeah.
So it's like there's something fucked up about that.
Yeah, there's a good portion of my family friends that I've only been seeing the last 5 years at funerals. And it's the same thing. It's every time I see them, I'm like, fuck, it sucks that we always have to meet under these circumstances. Because everyone's busy. Everyone's living their lives. Either, you know, they're older or, they're married. They have kids. Like, everyone's doing their own thing. It's not like you're always going to hang out. So it's fucked up. Like, for the past couple of years, I have a certain portion of my family. I only see them when someone dies. It's crazy. Yeah. No good. Life. That's what it is.
I saw one of my uncles. I want to hear what you were going to say.
Mm. I'm very curious.
I was going to say, man, it's going to be interesting when my grandmother passes away.
Define interesting.
Well, because she's near, she's due.
But define interesting.
She's due?
She's due for a good death.
She's due.
She's due for one of those deaths.
Yeah. You know what I'm trying to say? She's very old.
The date on her underwear. Can you look at the date on the underwear?
The expiry date. Like she's God, cream cheese. Okay. I don't know why I said that.
Cream cheese. God damn it. That's so disgusting.
You spend way too much time in your grandmother's panties.
Oh, what the hell, bro? But it's going to be interesting because I got banned from my dad's side of the family, remember? So
yeah,
it's but gonna be interesting.
Why is she planning to die in their house and everything's gonna be in their house?
No, I'm just saying the funeral.
Yeah, but they don't own the church or the funeral. You got banned from their house. You're not gonna go to their house.
No, I know, but it's gonna be interesting to see them. I'm gonna see, like,
you think at a funeral they're gonna say something to you? What are they gonna say? We still hate you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then you can fuck with them and be like, I fucking killed her.
She has accused my mother of trying to kill her.
Yeah, you told me that.
No. Multiple times.
Well, no one's done her in yet.
From what I've heard about your mother, though, I think your grandma was maybe right.
Yeah, there's a chance. I've told him that, too. Yeah. I go, like, I feel like there's a chance. And he's like, no way. Not my mother. And then you cut to his mother. Fuck you, you unfuckable walrus. I hope you die. No, not my sweetheart of a mother. I don't see how I don't see how that could be possible.
You know, every time I say hi to my grandmother, like, whenever I go to my dad's house.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah, he lives with her still, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Every time I see her, he's like, go say hi to your grandmother. And I'm always worried because she's always holding a knife, cutting an apple or cutting something. And every time I go to tell her hi, she does this with a knife. She's cutting it and she goes, like, trying to stop.
Oh, yeah, that's
me.
How she answers.
And I go, what
the
fuck?
Knife first, she answers the question. Yeah, you told us this. Yeah, she is. Well, I'd be fucking nervous around the house if I lived with your crazy scientist father
all
the time. He comes in, stuff's exploding. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stuff's on fire. He's like, the theory of relativity, forget that shit. The theory of Gus, you know? Like, I'd lose my shit too, you know?
Plus, he's an inventor that's, how old is he? He's like he's 60 now?
88.
He's due for a good invention.
But yeah, he's due for a good invention, and he's living with a lady that has life insurance. So he's like, a bad idea might make me 20 G's for falling down the stairs, which is a good idea.
Holy shit.
That's actually amazing. Yeah. That's funny. That would be his best idea yet. That would be his best invention
yet. He might be the one that started the rumor about your mom wanting to kill him.
So when he kills her,
he's like, but it's my crazy ex-wife.
Yeah. And then when they meet your mom, the police, and they talk to her, they're like, yeah, this is definitely possible. I don't fucking kill her. I wish she'd die, but I don't fucking kill her. You know? How she died? They stab her? No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking.
Jesus Christ.
So what would you do if you go to that funeral and the side of the family that hates you is there? Do they love the grandma, but they hate you?
I think they don't like grandma either.
Okay, so then okay. You...
So they're probably not going to even be there.
Yeah.
Or they'll be there, but, you know.
I don't know.
How about your... are you going to go stand next to, like, with the family to, like, for the condolences so the people can... Are you're not going to sit with the family?
I'm just going to go pay my respects and dip.
Okay.
Yeah. What currency are you going to use to pay your respects and how much are you going to pay? Just, I'm asking for a friend.
What do you mean?
His brain broke. Yeah. His brain fucking broke. Yeah. Yeah. His brain fucking broke. He's like, these words kind of make sense, but I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
It went, zzz,
zzz, yeah, I saw. Just... a short circuit. Your brain fat circuited, bro. So... You're gonna go and then it's gonna be an in and out.
No,
I feel bad that we're talking about this lady. She's not even dead yet. Yeah.
And we're planning her funeral.
Yeah, just because he said she's due for a good death.
Yeah,
no, she's not due for a good death. But what I'm saying is she's very old. Like, you know,
yeah, people survive though. People, yeah. There's people that just won't die.
Yeah, she does. She is a bit stubborn.
She's a bit stubborn. Like it's against his will that she's staying alive. Why are you alive?
Do you think you'll be in the will? Do you think you'll be in your grandma's will?
No, absolutely
will?
Not.
He has better odds of being inside a will.
Oh, really?
Like a man named Will, yeah.
Yeah. I think he has more chance of a will being inside him.
That's probably it, yeah. No, I don't think she has a will.
Bro, to be honest, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, sweetheart. She has a will to survive, apparently, but she doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, honestly, I wouldn't be able to, man, that long, that many hours with his father.
Oh,
I'd kill someone. It's just wacky shit. And you never know what's going to come. It's like Alex Jones on crack, but can't speak English properly. And he'll just break into the room randomly. So it's like, so dinner's going to be ready in 20 minutes. All right, good. And then it's quiet. What's up with this frog juice? And you're like, oh, shit. I don't even know where to start with that. I don't know where to start with that question. You know, it's crazy shit that he thinks. Nuts. Yeah, it's absurd.
He's like a character from a 90s sitcom.
Yeah, he takes every conspiracy theory and doesn't do any research. Just mixes it all in together.
Yeah. He's like Kramer, except not Kramer on the show Seinfeld. Kramer from
on
the
stage.
Laugh Factory.
Yeah, he's Laugh Factory Kramer. Yeah.
He's God Laugh damn. Factory Kramer.
But
he just comes in, says racist shit, takes food from the fridge and leaves.
Yeah, then you got to clean up after him. Yeah.
He had a story. Oh man!
Recently,
he was lecturing a black guy when he was doing a
Kramer. Or your
dad? No, my dad.
Okay,
same thing.
When he was when he went down to New York or something.
He's lecturing a black guy.
I'm trying to remember the story. Hold on. He said it 100 times. I'm trying to remember it. Hold on.
He was bragging about this?
No. He goes, no.
I told the black man, stop being black.
He goes, you know why people are racist against you? Something like this. And he goes,
you know why people are racist against you?
I like where this is going already.
You know why we don't like your race?
Hold on, I'll tell you why people
already,
don't
your dad sounds very progressive. I like it.
And he goes, because unlike the Chinese, you know, the Chinese, even if you're even if you're racist against them, they're respectful, you know, they don't think nothing of it. They let it go, you know, they don't.
Jesus.
But, you know, but you guys, as soon as somebody's racist to you, victim right away. So you start screaming, you start causing a fuss.
As soon as someone is racist towards you, you're a victim. Yeah.
And hold on. And then he goes.
The Chinese, they take it. You, as soon as we're mean to you, you're mean right back. What is that? Yeah. What is that about?
He's telling me this. And then he goes, and even he agreed. And he goes, yeah. Yep, you're right. And I go, Bob.
Who's this guy who agreed?
I go, Bob, I think he was just afraid of you.
Yeah, he just wanted you to leave.
Of course.
He just wanted you. He was just terrified. No.
My knife wasn't even that big.
Fuck. Bro, just crazy shit.
That is absurd.
Yeah. I can't believe out.
Do you remember how the story started? Was this a guy that... was the guy talking to him, or he was?
No,
just...
it was.
I went to a well-known black community center.
I think it was waiting either for the bus or the subway or something.
Poor guy, bro. He's waiting for the bus, and somebody's like, "Hey, Blackie, come here. Let me tell you." You know why we're racist again? You know how crazy you have to be.
I know, but it's nuts, bro.
God damn. The thing that that helps him though is since he's got the accent. The black guy was probably like,
an idiot.
This guy's a fucking weirdo that's on vacation from another country. He'll leave in a week. fucking 90 years later, his dad is still yelling racist shit.
That Albanian at the bus stop keeps yelling at everyone. Isn't it fucked that he would say shit like that?
Yeah.
So he actually thinks that there is, in his head, there are levels to it. Like, you
Chinese
could...
are better because they take it.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That is. Said. Yeah. I remember the good old days when these bitches would shut their mouths after you'd punch them in the face. Yeah. Now they tell everyone. My God, I keep getting arrested.
Fuck, he is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
absurd. Do you remember when he said, I'm not racist. You're racist for taking my right away of being racist. Do you remember when
he told me
that?
He told me this because we were having a conversation. And I was like, look, man, like I like fucking around. Like, I'll joke with you, but you're clearly a racist. Like, it's not even a debate. You don't like others. Like, what? I'm not racist. You're a racist. I go, why am I a racist? He's like, you're a racist because you're not letting me be racist. And that's racist. And I was like, wait, what the fuck did you say? Wait. He's like, yes, you're not letting me. You think first of all, I'm not stopping from you. You could be racist. Like, that's fine. But you think that the reason why people are not letting you be racist is because of your race? No, nobody wants anybody to be racist. I don't want black people to be racist against white. I don't want anybody to be, you know what I mean? You're just being racist. Like, no, that's racist. You're not letting me be racist. It's part of my race is to be racist. I was like, that's not part of your race. That's not just you being racist.
And he goes, what about my right to discriminate?
Yeah, he says, because he says, why can't I do racist stuff to people, right? And then I go, well, because they have fucking rights, bro. People have rights out there. You can't just go around being racist. They have rights. Like, what about my right to be racist? And I was like, that's not how that, I understand what you're trying to say. I go, but it's not the same thing. It's not like freedom. He thinks being physically racist to people is the same as freedom of speech. Yeah. Everybody has freedom to say whatever they want. He thinks you're allowed to do whatever you want to people. He's like the Luciferian cults type of thing. Like, you're lucky I didn't stab you. It's my right to stab you. I want to stab you. I can stab you because you're in the world. I'm in the world too. Like, he's just, he sees things in a very dumb way.
Fucking weirdo.
Yeah. He's a prime example. If people can't tell the difference between comedians with racist humor and actual racism, he's the best example. No. You're like, oh, let me show you racist. And then you have it. You see the difference? You see that, like, that he's a prime example for that, at least.
Yeah.
It's good that he's around. Makes us look good.
Yeah. Does he ever say shit, though, that, like, because even, like, people that say the dumbest things, he'll say something that makes sense sometimes? Like life advice?
Sometimes it'll start by making sense and then the train gets derailed.
Okay. I mean, he did tell you to watch out in life. Like, he told him, what did he tell you? He says, do business or whatever. He says, don't fall for the trap. Don't marry a whore. Like, he gave him some advice.
Yeah, some stuff.
But it was most insulting to his mother, if you think about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't marry a whore.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, he wasn't trying to give him advice. He was trying to take a jab at his ex-wife.
Yeah.
But over the holidays, he came over, you know. And
Santa Claus, not real.
and we were eating, and I had just finished work, and I was tired because I had a long day. And then we have a little dog, right? And she wants to be included in the family. She always wants us to give her food.
I will assume.
Yeah.
She always wants us to give her food. Fucking doesn't go buy her own shit.
No. Because she's cute as fuck. She wants, like, we could give her treats.
She's like a trophy wife, but an animal.
No. We'll give her treats. Sorry, I didn't say it right.
She does nothing.
We'll give her treats. We'll give her treats that we buy, but she won't eat them because she knows it's not human. She wants human food.
You guys should have an intervention for the dog. Oh, and go, look, we've been talking. You bring nothing to the table. Nothing.
You give her newspaper, all these jobs available right now. Most of the people that get these jobs don't even speak English. Yeah. You got this. Go out there, kid.
Yeah. Rent this door.
Yeah.
There's a toilet right there. You pee outside like a goddamn dummy.
Yeah. You fucking savage. You
fucking.
Goddamn. So, and then he starts and then he goes off and he goes, only the females are jealous. The male animals are not jealous. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, at the circus, when the trainer is training the bears and the tigers and this, that, only the females and whatever, he started going. And I'm just staring at him like, I go, hold on. Time out. Let me ask you. And he goes, yeah, ask me. I go, when's the last time you worked at a fucking circus? And he got so angry.
He's like, I live in one.
Because I called him up.
He's like, stop making fun of my living arrangements. You know the bear is an excellent roommate.
Yeah. That very cuddly. The tent is cozy.
Very cuddly in the winter.
And he got so angry at me, and my mother just started laughing.
Because he's trying to, he basically, because he has a, he's also very, like, he hates women, but he doesn't hide it at all. He'll say things like, these, it's the females, they're always jealous, because he's trying to bring it back to human women.
Yeah.
So he's...
And my dog, like, I have two dogs. The female dog isn't jealous of the male dog. The male dog's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's how it is.
It's some animals are dicks. Yeah, like, some are, yeah.
He'll attribute, let's say if five guys rob him. Right, five guys.
But one of them's black.
One of them's black. Yeah, it's the black guys. Yeah, that's it's just how, it's kind of like if you look for something, you'll find it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he does that with everything. So when you look at it from the outside, like when Poseidon was in it every day, it would just drive him crazy. He would hear nonsense. Yeah. He didn't know, like Poseidon's head was fucked up. But now, at a distance, even he notices. Yeah. Sometimes he'll be like, he'll call me, like, you know how fucking stupid this guy is? And he'll say something. I'm like, I'm so proud of you for not agreeing with him and actually realizing that it's retarded.
Yeah.
You know?
But then he goes, is this really Pantelis? Because the first three calls were to my dad.
Yeah.
I called the wrong number
three times.
Goddamn.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but that's fucked up. When you get out of it, I guess it's like people that are in a cult. Like, if you're in the cult, you don't realize that everything's fucking weird. But once you're out, you're like, that was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, basically.
Speaking of cults, I noticed something conspiratorial yesterday night.
Oh, and I have something to say, go.
So, you know, Stanley Kubrick made some good films. So there's a guy that I've been watching his videos. He analyzes films and stuff. He's pretty funny. He's this British guy, Rob Ager, I believe his name is. Cool stuff. So I was looking at like occult stuff and different things about the Eyes Wide Shut. And I noticed that there's a lot of subtext in there that Stanley Kubrick put in about like child sex abuse and, you know, Hollywood.
Yeah, it had a very Jeffrey Epstein vibe.
Yeah, very Jeffrey. Like, he kept trying to hint to people about like what the elites kind of do with kids and all that, which was pretty fucking interesting.
I don't remember there being kids in Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah, their daughter. Even towards the end, the last scene, basically the way she walks off, she's handed off to these two guys that are in the background. Okay. That if you notice, they're also in the background at the beginning of the first party.
Okay.
They're the same two old men and that are in that
How
hooker
old's
party
the daughter?
Initially.
Oh, shit.
It's like a 6-year-old kid, 7-year-old. It's like a little kid.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah. So, like,
Why didn't that shock me when I saw the movie?
Well, because you wouldn't notice. It's all subtle.
Okay.
It's also, you have to be paying, you're like, wait a second, why? It's all like subtext type of shit, right?
God damn.
But then I noticed something that I had never noticed before because of Disney Plus. So I noticed that one of the girl, the hooker, the one that has AIDS, the one that Tom Cruise is about to bang, so that hooker, was actually a child star. She was in movies such as Hocus Pocus. I noticed her in Hocus Pocus. So I go, there's another fucking thing that, because he keeps kind of hinting that these child, like they're brought up. So he had a child star play an adult hooker later. Like, this is what happens to these kids, right? And I never noticed that before. And he does that throughout the whole movie. But that was the one I never noticed, because I didn't know who the fuck the actress was. I never saw her before. And then I realized she used to be a child star. And then her career turned into hooker with AIDS.
God damn.
Interesting. Yeah, he did a lot of little things like that.
That's wild.
Yeah. And he would always, he doesn't tell people anything. He does it, and then you have to figure all that shit out. He puts a lot of, you know, stuff in the background and shit. Very, fucking Hollywood pedophiles, yeah. Are you okay? You look sad.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I was watching Hocus Pocus. Remember that movie from 93? It was about three witches. It's a Disney movie.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I saw the first 15 minutes yesterday. And then I went to sleep because I was like, I can't get back.
Is Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler? No.
Bette Midler, I think, is in it, and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay, and Cher or some other old singer?
I don't know if Cher's in there, but there was another chubby lady who used to be in a lot of movies. I had seen her. I saw Sarah Jessica Parker. Sarah Jessica Parker,
I think,
when
you're thinking of Dan Aykroyd.
I'm it's amazing. It was Ghostbusters. I was watching Ghostbusters too.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I started watching, like, for about a minute, Leslie Jones's special.
And then you're like, this isn't for me.
God, I knew it'd be fucking garbage, but it was so bad.
Hot garbage.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad. It was, it almost made me angry.
Can I say something that this has taught me? All that stuff. You know how there's a lot of these people that just come out and they're the victim and they're like, you know, they're virtue signaling and all that. Mm. They end up being surrounded by all these yes people. Like, yes, queen, and you're the best. What ends up happening is, and we've seen The City, when they have to perform, the yes people will always agree and be like, that is brilliant, that is amazing. But then when you have to go out to public, people that don't care what you believe in, they just want to judge the art for the art, you bomb because you don't know that you're shit. Because no matter what you do, you fart. And they're like, that is great. That is amazing. Yeah. And that's what happens to these people. They go out, they perform, and like, fuck, they fucking loved me, you know? Yeah. But they do it with a room of people that aren't comedy connoisseurs. Or not. They just like the idea of you hating men, or the idea that white people suck, or whatever the fuck it is, right? So when you go out to the mass public, they're like, well, I don't know. This is fucking, there's nothing funny about this. I just came here for the humor. Mm-hmm. That's what I think happens. That's why Leslie Jones, a lot of people, I think it happens to them.
For some reason,
we get shit on because if we do bad, we don't do well.
When I stopped watching her special, and then I went on this weird thing on, I went to Amazon and I just started looking at all the specials that looked horrible. And do you know the girl from Broad City?
If you show me the face, I know the show, so I know if I see the faces, I know that that's the girl from Broad City, black hair. Yeah. I don't know her name, but she has a special,
and that is for real the worst thing I've seen in my life. The first minute and a half is her going on stage, and then the music, and then she dances for a minute and 40 seconds.
Gotta kill that time.
And you're like, God damn, your special lasts 58 minutes, and you use 2 minutes to like dance, and you're like, what? And not a I don't want to see someone that has a funny dance, but if you're a stand up, I'd rather at least a funny dance than a hey dance, you know?
Like, I'm here.
Look at me.
Yeah, it's very, very strange.
It made me angry.
That's why, as much as like, because I was talking, who the fuck was talking to? I think John Thomas, Joe Ben or something, about Grumpies, because I saw him at hockey.
Yeah.
He's trying to do English now too. So I'm going to bring him to some certain spots too, if it is, so you could do some English. Just how it doesn't help. Was it him or someone else? Virginie Fontaine, you know her?
Virginie Fontaine.
She was here when I was doing stand in French, and we were just talking about the English scene and Grumpy. She's like, that doesn't help. And I was I don't know how it is now, but I remember back in the day, you getting ignored or getting yelled at doesn't always help.
Those shows are just good your first year.
Yeah.
Just to... If you're able to get through one of those shows, that means you're not going to commit suicide.
Yeah, on stage.
And you're going to be able to do shit shows, and you know, you'll be able to handle the ups and downs. But once you've been doing comedy, once you know how to write a joke, doing a place where people don't listen to you, you won't know if the joke is good.
Yeah, I used to use it in my first year with Mike Mayo as detox. So if I have a good set that my ego was high, go there, and then you're like, no, you're garbage. Because people would either not listen, yell, or whatever. So, but I only did a handful of times, and then I was like, well, this doesn't help anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I could, if you want, I'll keep talking for 15 minutes with people yelling. Boy, I don't mind. I won't leave the stage. I'll do my job. But it doesn't help me because I can't test my material. So, point is, you need some feedback, some criticism, in order to become better.
Yeah.
Because if anything you do, you're like, oh, you sneezed. That is great. No. Then how are you going to become a good anything? A good artist?
That's true.
You know? Mm. Then stick figures would be at museums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true.
You writing a comedy special, Poseidon?
No.
By the way, I feel like Poseidon's show this Saturday, he's first ever solo live stream on my Patreon, In Bed with Poseidon, I feel is going to, if I was a gambling man, it's going to suck horribly.
Are you going to be, you're going to be in an actual bed?
You're making me
bed?
Nervous.
You're going to be in an actual bed?
No.
You should be in bed for that.
He doesn't want to move his computer to his room.
What?
I won't have space.
You won't have space.
Do you want to borrow a notebook?
Like a laptop? Like
yeah.
I have a laptop. I could pass it.
No, but I was just going to give him a notebook and then have him go... Fuck.
How is this going to help? Nobody never asks why. He's like, this is supposed to help. But I don't know how.
I'm just holding it there.
No, but do you want, I can loan you my, a laptop?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Because it'd
be
better.
I bought all the stuff.
It'd be so much better. Or just move the, because the name of the show is In Bed with Poseidon.
Because originally I wanted him in his bed.
Yeah, that's what you need.
But then he's like, no, I'm gonna be in the living room. And I was like, all right.
It needs to be you in the bed drinking champagne with strawberries.
Answering questions.
You're in a bathrobe. like a Hugh Hefner type.
Mm. It would also be good if you would have guests that come on and just sit on the bed with you. But just random friends of yours. Yeah. Like the first episode, Homer just shows up.
It's kind of gay.
It's not gay if it's not gay if just one of you has his underwear off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, as long as one dude's wearing his underwear, is super.
It's not gay if you suck his dick.
But
because you're just being a good host. Pierre's about to have a heart attack.
Yeah, okay, with a laptop, yeah.
Yeah, I have a laptop at the studio.
Okay,
yeah, I could give you a laptop. It's just we have to test it. You know why I think it's going to be shit? Because let's say if it was me, and he's had the equipment for a while now. I would have been like, all right, let me figure this out. Test. Let me see how a live stream works. Try to test shit. But Poseidon's been sitting on this stuff just like, well, someone's going to come over and do it for me. Yeah. Like, he doesn't have that.
When I saw, though, that was happening, I thought you were going over to set everything up.
I have to go set it. I'm going to go set everything because he hasn't done anything. So I'm going to go set everything up this Thursday. Hopefully tonight when he gets home, he actually tests the software out at least. And just
that's what I was
going to
do tonight. I was going to download the drive.
But you only were going to do that after I texted you today and I told you. And then you replied and said, yeah, I'll do it tonight. If it was me in your shoes and I wanted to make it nice, I wanted to make sure people enjoy it, I would have been, from the first day, I'd have been like, okay, how does this work? I would have been trying to do shit.
No, I know, but I haven't had a chance.
You've had chances. You haven't.
Not really.
What are you talking about?
Not really.
What's not really?
What I did Sunday night.
Yeah, you had all kinds of chances.
Yeah, Sunday night. Yeah, Sunday night.
How long have you had the equipment or the software?
Over a week.
No, I had the headset for a week, but the webcam I got
last week. You got it.
Last week I got it.
Yeah, you had it. You had
for a week.
No, I had a chance on Sunday. Yeah, no, you're right.
He's had time. It's just he didn't. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm. If I was a gambling man, like if the Golden State Warriors would face a team of 12-year-olds. I'm rooting for the 12-year-olds. Like, I'm rooting for him. But I would put my money on the Golden State Warriors. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see the 12-year-olds win, but I'm not stupid. I'm putting my money on the Warriors.
That'd be a good show, though, if you had, like, if the people are really in the bed.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you answer people's questions, then you have guests. If we had your mom in the bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Or your dad. Your dad.
Your dad would
bed.
Be better in the
yeah.
bed.
Yeah, Jesus.
But you give him a Rey Mysterio mask because his dad's scared of the deep state. We put a Rey Mysterio mask on your dad.
For some reason, the more we talk about your dad, every time I picture him, I see Danny DeVito in Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Thinner DeVito, yeah. Okay. He's thinner than DeVito. Yeah, yeah. Very DeVito-esque. But without the
and like, without the actually he does have crazy hair.
He does have, but without the unlimited funds, because DeVito for some reason has unlimited funds.
DeVito, is doing well in that show.
So it's kind of like DeVito, but not successful and thinner. So he's not even well fed. Yeah. But he's shirtless as often as DeVito is.
He still has this Cadillac though.
No, that was a long time.
Or no, was it a Hummer?
A Hummer.
That he
Hummer,
bought?
Hummer.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Okay.
Hummer?
That he has it.
Does it still run? Is he driving? Is that what he drives around?
Yeah, he fixed it up.
So every time he shows up at your house, that little man comes out of a Hummer? That's a fucking cartoon. Yeah. That life is a cartoon life. That's not a real life.
You know what would be awesome?
Oh, dad's here. Comes out of the big Hummer. What's up, guys? What the fuck? What? A lot of blacks around here. Well, like, it's so crazy.
You know what would be perfect if when he gets out of the Hummer, he gets on one of those chairs that goes downstairs?
He has to hop out, actually, by the way.
I know. He's petite meat, sir.
But man, that is a fortress. I think the guy who he bought it from even lifted it. Because, man, that thing is tall, bro. Like, I have to climb into that.
So, yeah, your dad's fucked.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't like going places. He's just tired. He's like, I have to climb up that thing.
like that truck is...
You know how you call people and you're like, Mike, you want to come over? And you're like, oh, okay, I'll hop in the car. I'll be there in a bit. Him? You want to come over? All right. I'll climb up into the car. I'll get the ladder. I'll be there in an hour and a half.
Do you think he gets his mom to park it in front of the balcony? And he steps out from the balcony. He's like, Mom, park it here. Open the door.
How does he get his mom into it? She can barely walk, the lady.
So he has to lift her too.
God damn.
Maybe his life isn't as good as you make it out to be.
I never said.
His life is pretty shit. He's got to lift an old lady up on the into the Hummer. Yeah, that must suck. How does he get her up? Maybe he has those extra steps or like a...
Maybe. Or maybe he parks by the balcony.
It's possible. I wouldn't put it past him. He's one of those guys.
I'm pretty sure he just stole one of those ramps to get your dog in the bed.
I have one of those.
Fuck, you just reminded me something.
Uh-oh.
That Cadillac he had in New York.
Yeah.
I remember he had turned off the alarm on it. Like he had cut the wire for it.
Why? Did he steal that car?
And you know the emergency release from the trunk? He had cut that too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
In case he hides someone in the trunk?
I think so.
Really? How did you know that he did that, though?
Because I remember him describing it.
He found
it
out
to
the
me.
Hard way.
No, because I remember
he was kidnapped and you were kidnapped and brought across the border.
No,
as a sex trafficking
victim. Because I remember being in that driveway of the place that he stayed at, and he was bragging about the Cadillac. It was like a shiny navy blue Cadillac. It had like sparkles in it, like it was kind of like flickering the paint. Anyways,
metallic.
Yeah. So I remember him showing it off, Cadillac, you know, doing his whole thing, and then him popping the trunk for no reason and showing me all the stuff and where. Well, this is where you cut the alarm, and he was showing me where. This is where you cut the alarm in case. Nah, nah, nah. And I go,
why in case?
And I remember being a kid and being like, but
like
why?
If you own it, wouldn't you want the alarm?
Exactly.
On
well,
it?
I remember being a kid asking him, wait, wouldn't you want the. The alarm?
Get in the truck.
In case you know somebody's stealing it? And he goes, no, it's annoying. It keeps going off by itself. I'm like, so I go, what?
Wait, it keeps going off by itself? Yeah, maybe because someone's like, kicking the trunk door.
Yeah. I was like, I remember being a kid. Oh my God. Now that I think about this, holy shit. That's freaking.
Yeah, the real owner of that car died in that trunk.
Yeah.
God definitely. Damn,
yeah,
bro.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
I remember, oh my God. I remember.
Knowing your father, you probably stole it off a black guy.
No.
And then said, he probably stole it too. That's your dad's.
Holy shit.
Yeah, knowing your father, that sounds like a real scenario.
Now
yeah.
that I think
did,
about
did
this.
The
story,
trunk, was the trunk, like, did it still have the carpet or was it down to the plastic?
I can't remember that.
And it smelled like bleach.
I can't remember that.
Did it smell the way Dexter sounds?
Oh my God. I honestly can't remember that, but I remember having this conversation. I must have been like 8.
Your dad was a role model.
God damn.
He's a goddamn hero. Mm.
Your dad was killing it in the game.
That's interesting.
Literally.
Yeah. It really makes me wonder what he did down in New York.
Well, all this stuff. Remember when he was a truck driver and the dead hooker thing that happened in Arizona and he's not allowed to go back to Arizona?
He's refusing to drive down to the States.
Maybe that's when he got the idea for the trunk that can't open from the inside.
No, that happened years later.
Yeah.
Because recent.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that happened. The hooker was
the hooker
after?
Was recent. Yeah, the hooker was the last like, 5 or 10 years.
Oh,
5
shit.
5 years. Obviously.
Oh, fuck. Whenever you tell us,
2 to 5 years.
I thought this happened like in 1981.
No, the statute of limitations is not up yet, so he could still get arrested for that one.
Yeah. Fuck.
Allegedly.
But the way he reacted, because I had him on a podcast years ago, the way he reacted.
On the 4-H.
Yeah. Do you remember how he reacted?
Do you remember Alex's reactions?
No, Alex was dying. He's like, this guy's a real person. But the way he reacted to the hooker thing, I was like, wait a second, what are you talking about? Because like, yeah, these, you know, lot lizards, you know, these hookers that go around the lots and you fuck them and then you kill them and all that stuff. And then I got one day I had to answer all these questions, these cops and all that. And I was like, wait, but what happened to that? Did you... Like, why were they asking questions? Did you kill? Is she missing? Like, what's the story? And he's like, what do you say? Like, don't ask questions. None of your business. Or,
yeah. It doesn't matter what happened.
It doesn't matter what happened. I can't go back there. And I what the fuck?
It doesn't matter.
You can't tell
happened.
Us a story about how you guys would have sex and kill hookers and then be like, segue, I'm not allowed to go back there. I can't tell you why.
he pulled the yoga teacher. He pulled exactly.
Bikram yoga. Yeah, yeah. He incriminated himself. Like the Bikram yoga guy who had that story where he goes, do you remember the lawyer? He was sexually abusing his people. And he goes, there's three things. He says that you were known for telling people there's three things you don't like. And then he's like.
Correction.
No, four. No, but first, because he goes, what was it? It was cold heart.
Cold food, cold weather.
And then he goes, no, it was four things.
Cold pussy.
It's like, why? Why? You're on
it's
trial
a rape case.
For sex stuff, for rape cases. Don't bring that up,
Did
bro.
He say that in court?
Yeah, it was on video, too.
Yeah.
It's four things.
What a fucking dummy.
God damn.
Bro. I saw that there's still a Bikram yoga place on the South Shore.
Oh, there's a lot of Bikram yoga. It became huge.
But I was sure like after. Cause
they would change the name?
Because it became hot yoga. Because hot yoga is the same thing.
Yeah.
But like just after that documentary, just using that, there's something weird about
people
that.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
People are so fucking. It would. And his defense, it would be like if OJ is like, don't forget to mention I'm good at murder.
Yeah.
Like, you don't say that. You don't say you're on here on trial for murder. Shut up. You know, they're just very dumb.
Did you see the Aaron Hernandez
documentary? No, is it any good?
I don't know if it's good, but
is it
it's
enjoyable?
Interesting. It's interesting. I liked it.
Okay, then I'll like it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was what a, like he killed 3 people.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, three just people, three? And then signed it. Well, you got caught for three.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got caught for three, and it's weird because they were the everyone like that was talking to me about it. They were like, "Yeah, it's because he was gay and that he was angry and he didn't want it to come out."
Seems fake,
and that has nothing to do with it because there's just like the gay thing never comes up.
Yeah, because nobody cares.
Yeah. Yeah, but except every video of him. There's a bunch of audio of him in jail, and he's always talking like about the gays, and he's like them, and
he's really? He's blaming the gays for him killing people.
No. But he's like there's the and then there's these fucking weird. He's calling them weirdos, and he's calling them, and then it, and then his wife is like, it's not an it, it's a human being. So if he is gay, he's very like. Fucking deep in the closet.
Yeah, hating himself.
But still.
He's like, look at this weirdo. I'm fucking, yeah. I sucked his dick. Doesn't even say a thank you. Fucking weirdos. Yeah. Like, wait a second. What does it go back to that? Yeah. Mr. Hernandez, sir, go back one. Just 10 seconds, sir. Yeah.
His family, though, like on tape, they have all the tapes from the jailhouse. And his mother, when his dad died, his dad was his hero. And then a month later, his mother started living with her cousin's husband.
Okay.
So
that's weird.
The mom's a fucking weirdo. And then he's in prison. And the mom is like, when you got that $40 million contract, you should have given me $1 million.
What does that have to do with anything? He's on trial for murder, stupid.
And he's in jail. Like,
that's a bad mom.
And she saw $40 million, and she thought when you sign a $40 million contract, the fucking Pats show up at your house with $40 million. Like she doesn't realize
get how contracts work.
Yeah, and it's fucking it's over 5 years. Yeah.
But even at that, just the like normally if they had a good situation, he'd take care of her anyway.
Yeah.
But just to be like, you owe me that.
Yeah, and all the every time it's him just telling her, you ruined my life. Like, they're fun to listen to.
And his mom's like, I taught you how to stay away from these weirdos. What are you talking about? So stupid.
Goddamn.
But I'm going to watch it now because I also saw OJ Made in America.
Yeah.
I watched it. It's a series. I believe it was HBO. Mm-hmm. It was good. Just the only weird thing about it was that it wouldn't, I guess, to make it longer because they wanted to make a series. They touch on a lot of other stuff like that are kind of adjacent, like the Rodney King beatings and just being black in America and all. So it touched on a lot of stuff. So it's very interesting. And sometimes you forget, like you see something, like, oh fuck, that's interesting. And then you're like, wait, what am I watching? Oh yeah, it's about OJ.
Yeah.
It goes off on, but all the stuff it goes off on, very, very fucking interesting.
Like there was a thing with the Aaron Hernandez, that one of the witnesses that kind of got him arrested. Is this guy that's kind of a fucking shitty low budget gangster, and he was Aaron Hernandez's best friend or one of his friends, and he'd buy him guns and he like and that but it, this little fucking gangster is talking about Hernandez and he's incriminating him, and I was like, what a piece of shit that he's fucking selling out his friend. But then you find out he has this weird dead eye, but it's because Aaron Hernandez shot him in the face. So then like whenever I hear stories like that and the person snitching on their friends, I'm always like, that guy's a piece of shit. But I was like, okay, yeah, no, I get why he ratted.
Yeah, I'm like you.
He got shot in the fucking face.
That's how I felt about remember Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Yeah.
Everybody, yo, because he's ratting everyone out. And I'm like, aren't these the same people that kidnapped him, extorted him, robbed him, and threatened to murder him?
Yeah.
Like, why are we forgetting that? Because he's ratting everyone out, but they were all planning on murdering him. So I was like, it's not the same. If he was out there just being like, okay, I'll rat everyone out. But these are the people that try to kill him. So I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
you lose your right to be my friend the second you try to murder me. It's out of the window. Fuck you. I can survive, right?
Yeah,
because nobody brings that up. Like they had kidnapped him. There was those recordings of saying, "Yeah, we're gonna find him there. We're gonna extort him. We're gonna do this." Like they, why are we not mentioning that?
Yeah, sure. They do make it. They do make him seem like the bad guy a bit.
Yeah. As much as I like to fuck with you, I'd keep my lips sealed, right? The cops could beat it. Yeah. I wouldn't give. But if I found out you were trying to murder me, bro, I would sing like a fucking canary, bro.
What's going to happen to that guy?
Another 2 years and then he's out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's
wasn't he supposed to have like nine
consecutively? Yeah. But he didn't murder anyone. Like he didn't really do. Like he was because I think he admitted to just being a studio gangster, which is basically going on record being I'm gonna kill these motherfuckers. But look at him. Who's he gonna kill? I think you could cock slap him to death. Yeah. So, but because of his involvement with all like you know associated adjacent to the gang, he's gang adjacent.
Yeah.
He has to serve another 2 years, but when he gets out, here's the thing. There's only two possibilities. Either he becomes famous again as a rapper and he's safe because he gets security, all that. If not, what are you going to do? You have fucking face tattoos with 6'9 all over. Yeah. You have, like, it's obviously you. He's not. What, is he going to grow a mustache and be like, I'm Javier? Like, you know, he can't, you know, he's fucked.
You can become a Muslim woman. And
maybe.
Move like to.
He has to
like
have burqa. Qatar, yeah.
No, but even just, at that, he would have to get the one that completely covers the eyes also. Because still, he's got some tattoos.
And and people even like in Qatar be like, it's weird. I said hello to that lady and she said, what up?
What up, dog?
What up, gangster?
Stupid.
She fist bumped at me, you stupid. She fist bumped me. Oh, there was a story. I think in Sudan, but there was an imam, which if you don't know, is like a Muslim priest, who got in trouble because his new wife, they found out was a man. And, okay. And the way they found out was because the new wife was stealing like TVs or something. They caught the police caught the wife stealing, so they had to search her and they found a penis. That's all they knew was a guy. And and then now the imam is like fired. He's suspended from the mosque or whatever. But he's claiming that he didn't know, and it was making me laugh because I was thinking like,
how can you not know?
Like, well, because what's he gonna say? Because he's like, we don't, you know, because everything's all like really shrouded.
That's
she's like,
nuts.
I didn't know women weren't supposed to have penises. If they don't have penises, what am I supposed to shove my ass? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand how this is supposed to work. Like, what is your defense?
I'm going
to
stick pussy lips up my asshole.
Yeah. What is his defense?
That does not, mathematically, that does not work.
Yeah. Oh, wait, shit. You're telling me they don't all have cocks? How funny is that?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I read it and I was like, these are the stories I live for.
Goddamn.
So, Poseidon, where are the fans of this show going to catch you?
In your bed.
Yeah.
In my bed.
This weekend. 4 p.m. Saturday.
Yes. It's called In Bed with Poseidon. It's for patrons only.
Yeah.
And if you want to become a patron, you go to patreon.com/Pantelis.
Is that where they go? Okay.
Yes. And there's three tiers.
You don't have to tell them about the tiers. That's too many details. They'll look at it. By the way, Pierre is one of my latest patrons.
Uh-huh.
I brought him his autograph poster here today in-house instead of sending it by mail so you can have it. Patreon.com/Pantelis to check that out. Go to my website, PanteliscComedy.com, to see where I'll be performing. And if you want to come on and watch, Mike Ward at MikeWard.ca. His tour, Mike Ward Noir, is currently ongoing around Quebec. Tonight, actually, he's leaving after this show to head over to Gatineau for all you Gatineau fans. He's going to do a show for you guys over there. Tomorrow, where are you at?
Tomorrow, Gatineau again.
Oh, shit, double.
Double. And then this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Quebec City.
Very big, big deal. And your shows are sold out, I think, for the next couple of weeks or months.
Yeah,
so it's going to be difficult. Get on the website. You'll find shows for later dates.
Yeah.
We're going to announce that we're going to be in New York soon.
Yeah, New York.
May 1st.
New York, May 1st. I'm doing Philly, March 13th.
Yeah, with the Compound Gang.
Yeah.
It's the same night that I'm doing the Southern Boys show, which is why I'm not going. And I'm a little mad now, because had I known...
You're going to be stuck with Guido.
I'm going to be stuck with Guido instead of being with the homies down at in Philly. So that's going to suck.
Philly!
Yeah, but it'll still be fun, because all the Montrealers get to come out, hang out with us. Mm-hmm. Now since he's going to be in Philly, I got to find a new surprise guest for the show. Because I like having surprise guests.
Yes.
But they're not going to live up to Mike's potential now. Whoever comes up is fucked. So we got that. Mike, anything we need to plug?
No.
Subscribe, tell your friends, and remember, go fuck yourselves.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.